One of the most significant composers of modern times, Gustav Mahler, was born on July the 17th, 1860, in a small village near the eastern town of Jihlava, where he grew up. On Wednesday, both places staged a Jubilee Gala celebration on the composer's 150th birthday anniversary, attended, among others, by the Czech president. Jan Richter attended the event and has this report.
Dámy a pánové, socha Gustava Mahlera.
Czech President Václav Klaus and local dignitaries unveiled a monument to Gustav Mahler in the town where the composer spent 15 years of his life. The bronze statue by Jan Koblasa now stands in the Gustav Mahler Park, located on the site of the former synagogue that Gustav and his parents went to on high holidays, and which was burned down by the Nazis in 1939. President Václav Klaus noted that Czechs may have discovered Mahler later than other nations, but the town has eventually come to be proud of its famous countryman.
Gustav Mahler is without doubt one of the world's greatest composers. The fact he was born here, in our country, in nearby Kalistia, and went to school in Jihlava, means we can also appropriate him to a certain extent, and that's what we're doing. And I'm really glad that the Mahler Park was inaugurated here in the town
centre.
But recognition does not come easy in a town whose 1,200-strong Jewish community was murdered in Nazi extermination camps and whose 10,000 German-speaking inhabitants were driven out of the town after the war. 28-year-old Jana Součková came to see the dedication ceremony with her daughter.
We see Mahler as to be a German composer, much more than to be a Czech composer. But I think that it's very good to have this occasion especially for native Jihlava's people, because they feel now Mahler as to be also a Czech composer.
British musicologist Greg Hirthworth came all the way from Australia, although he had been to Jihlava and Kalisztě many times before, during his term as a teacher at Olomouc University.
Gustav Mahler is one of my passions in life.
You came all the way from Australia to see this?
Yes, indeed, and for the concert this evening, yes.
Gustav Mahler in the Czech lands, in Czechoslovakia, was not recognized very much. How do you see Mahler? Do you think, first of all, it's important at all? Then how do you see Czech attitudes towards Mahler today?
I think it's very important to think that Mahler is a Czech. He spent his formative years here. Even though he was a German speaker, he understood Czech. He certainly had an affinity with Czech music. Smetana and so on were among his favorite composer. And I feel it very strongly that he is a Czech composer.
In the afternoon, the celebrations moved to Kalisztě, some 30 kilometers northwest of Jihlava, the birthplace of the famous composer. But before that, Mr. Klaus and the American baritone Thomas Hampson planted a newly bred rose named after Gustav Mahler. The American-born Vienna-based singer was the first on that day to speak in Mahler's native language. Switching back to English, the famous opera singer said he considered his performance at Mahler's birthplace very special.
This afternoon, my recital and this evening's concert, it's all very special. It's Mahler's birthday, we're here in Kalisztě. It's a wonderful event, and it's a wonderful, I think the programs have been chosen very well to reflect the many different aspects of Mahler. It certainly can't be complete, but I think it's a very generous and certainly loving gesture to his birthday.
Well, you guess it's for the weather. Do you think it's going to hold?
Of course it's going to hold. I made a deal, and the deal is holding.
The weather did hold, and the open-air Mahler Gala in Kalisztě was a spectacular homage to the great composer, who was born there 150 years ago.